You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. In this final week before the midterm elections, Senator Debbie Stabenow is making her way around Michigan, including stops today in Detroit and Macomb County. The Democratic senator is here with us now. Senator Stabenow, I'd like to start by talking about this past week from pipe bombs sent to leading Democrats, including two former presidents, to CNN, including another one found today, a man in Kentucky who tried and failed to break into a black church and then allegedly murdered two black people at a nearby grocery store. And then, of course, the murders of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue by a gunman who declared, "I want to kill Jews." How do we keep horrors like these from becoming commonplace in America?
They are horrors. There's no question about it. And I think we all have to speak up in a number of ways. I think voting on November 6th is part of speaking up and saying we don't accept elected officials that are speaking out and unleashing, basically given permission for the worst instincts, the worst racism and bigotry and hatred. Voting, I think, this November is about saying that we want to be united, not divided, and we're not going to accept the politics of folks who think for their own personal gain that it's okay to try to get us all scared of each other and opposed to each other. And so that's one thing. And then I think we have this is very, very serious, and I think each of us in our own way, whether it's our social media, whether it's with our children, family, at work, when these kind of comments come up, we each now need to say, this is not okay. You know, I'm not going to be a part of something that sounds like a joke that's not a joke, or some other comment that is dividing people and putting forward or in any way, this kind of hatred. This is, I believe, an all-hands-on-deck moment for our country.
And with that in mind, what do our political leaders need to be doing that they're not?
Well, first of all, we need a president who stops tweeting divisive comments that just further things, attacking the press, calling them the enemy of the people, or his political enemies. And it's unfortunate because we can be opposite sides and not be enemies in politics. I work with people across the aisle every day, people I don't agree with on everything. Sometimes I only agree with them on one or two things. But we work together because that's the way our democracy works, and that's what people expect us to do. So I think we each have to be accountable for our own actions, and I think we have to speak up when people in very important positions are in any way hinting that this is okay, because it's not okay. And the truth is, there weren't people, good people, on both sides in Charlottesville. There weren't. You know, the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, were not good people. And we need to say that.
Do we need to do something about guns in this country?
Yes, we do. And I come from a family, you know, I grew up in Clare, and legal gun ownership has been a part of my family and hunting, and it's certainly a part of Michigan in our way of life. But we all need to come together and say, you know, when we were kids, we were doing fire drills, and now children are doing active shooter drills, and it's just not okay. So it's common sense. My whole family, again, and that our legal gun owners look at me and say, how in the world is it we don't have comprehensive background checks? How in the world is it that we can't even say if you're on a terror watch list that you can't buy a gun? I mean, common sense is what we need here. And I also believe that military assault weapons should not be in civilian hands, that you certainly don't need it to shoot a deer, and if you do, you better go to the range and get some lessons, because those are not needed for us to enjoy the great outdoors.
You know, thinking of the elections 1 week from tomorrow, I think it's been very clear. Just read social media, read people's Facebook posts, talk to people. They're loud and clear. People are sick and tired of political games, of party before country. What do you view as some of your main bipartisan efforts of working across the aisle?
Well, I have so many, Cynthia. First of all, the Farm Bill, which we write every 5 years, which is a very complicated piece of legislation. There are 12 different chapters in the Farm Bill that cover water and land conservation, as well as supporting farmers and bioenergy and nutrition and so on. And I get that done because I work across the aisle. In fact, we just did the second bipartisan Farm Bill that I've been involved in leading, and we passed it with 86 votes, 86 to 11, the highest bipartisan vote ever in the history of the country, and in terms of a Farm Bill. And so I work across the aisle in leading efforts on mental health with a colleague from Missouri passing the Excellence in Mental Health Act so we can do a better job treating mental health and addiction. I also, with the same person, led a community health center funding renewal. And just with Susan Collins, just had a bill signed at the White House that allows our pharmacists to tell us the lowest price we can pay for prescription drugs at the counter. They were being blocked from doing that in their contracts. Great Lakes restoration money. So it can be done. I mean, I literally have 133 different pieces of legislation that I've authored have become law, and virtually all of them have been bipartisan.
Senator, what's your message to voters who are tempted to sit this one out, take a pass on going to the polls?
This is the most important election of my lifetime, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on the ballot. This is about who we are, the character of the country, who we are, who we want our children to believe that we are, who we want other countries to believe we are as America. And this is not the time to sit it out. This is the no-excuse election. This is about going in and voting for folks that you believe represent your values. And it doesn't mean you have to agree on every issue. That's not the way it works in a democracy. It's about basic philosophy and values. And if folks don't like what's been happening in terms of the tenor and the tone and the divisiveness of this country, then they need to vote for folks that will reject that and create some checks and balances and an opportunity to change the direction in terms of the divisiveness of our country.
Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside, Senator.
My pleasure. Always great to be with you.
Throughout this election season, we've extended many invitations to Senator Stabenow's Republican opponent, John James, to join us for an interview. His campaign has either declined the request or, as with our most recent attempt, did not respond.